The evolutionary purpose of emotions. Our emotions have evolved over time and still respond to the same things that concern our ancestors. If you've ever felt embarrassed after crying during a Pixar movie, you might have wished you could hide your emotions better. However, showing emotions openly can actually be very helpful from an evolutionary standpoint. These emotional responses are built into us and are triggered by the same things our ancestors faced. For example, our ancestors saw animals as a major threat, and some of these predators have been around so long that our brains are hardwired to fear them. This explains why we often have uncontrollable emotional reactions. Ancient fears versus modern threats. In 1993, Swedish psychologist Arne Öhman tested whether people are more sensitive to ancient threats like spiders and snakes compared to modern threats. Öhman showed his subjects a picture of a spider paired with an electric shock. He did the same with a picture of a pretty flower. Just one shock with the spider picture was enough to make people afraid when they saw the spider alone. However, it took many more shocks to make people afraid of the flower picture. Öhman then repeated the experiment with a modern threat, guns. He paired a shock with a picture of a gun and another shock with a picture of a spider. The results showed that people took just as long to become afraid of the gun as they did to become afraid of the flower. However, the spider still caused an immediate fear response. This suggests that our fear responses are inherited from our ancestors and their experiences. The impact of childhood trauma on emotions. Childhood trauma can cause unpredictable emotions, especially when it follows patterns from past generations. Emotions can sometimes defy logic. For instance, if you have a fear of heights, you might always be afraid of falling, even if you're on a tall building with a high railing and a safety net. These irrational emotions can be very strong, especially if they come from childhood trauma. Take Tim, one of the author's clients, for example. As a child, Tim's father would tease him in ways that might seem harmless to some, but felt cruel to Tim. When Tim was learning to ride a bike, he would sometimes fall, like most kids do. His father would laugh and tell others about Tim's struggles, making Tim feel embarrassed. This experience left a lasting impact on Tim, making him very sensitive to teasing. So now, if someone playfully teases Tim for losing a board game, he often reacts with irrational anger. Ancient reactions to modern stress. If we look deeper into human trauma, we find that our emotional reactions can be quite unpredictable. For example, a dean at the author's university shared an interesting observation. He stays calm and composed when faculty members reject his well-prepared proposals. However, he loses his temper when stuck in traffic, showing extreme and irrational road rage. Surprisingly, this reaction has roots in our ancestral past. Though our ancestors didn't have cars, territory and movement were crucial for them. Being blocked by an opponent was a serious and frustrating situation that could lead to dangerous consequences. This is why traffic jams can trigger these ancient emotional responses, causing those familiar irrational outbursts. Recognize sadness in facial expressions. Sadness can be identified by raised inner eyebrows, contracted cheeks, and widened lips. Now that you understand your own emotions better, let's look at how to recognize others' emotions. Consider a 1971 photograph of Betty Shirley, who had just lost her son to a pedophile ring in Texas. Her face clearly shows sadness, but what makes it so apparent? One of the most obvious signs is the raised inner points of the eyebrows, just above the nose. This is a reliable indicator because it happens automatically and can't be easily controlled. Even if someone tries to hide their sadness, you can often spot it through specific signs. When someone's sadness is overwhelming, a vertical crease appears between their raised inner eyebrows, making their expression more dramatic. In the photograph, the intensity of Betty Shirley's sadness is evident on her forehead. You can see her upturned eyebrows and the vertical crease. Other parts of her face also show her sadness. In the same photograph, Betty's lips are stretched horizontally, forming a sad grimace. This grimace can widen until the mouth is open, leading to crying and wailing. Although this is likely the purpose of the initial lip widening, people today often try to contain their emotions and stifle the urge to wail. Another sign of sadness is Betty's contracted cheeks. They are slightly raised and more noticeable on her face. This contraction can also lift the corners of the lips, which is why people gripped by sadness often appear as if they're smiling. To accurately identify this sad smile, pay attention to the cheeks. If the lips are being pulled up by contracted cheeks, the person is expressing sadness, not happiness. Recognize signs of anger. Anger is shown by lowered brows, glaring eyes, and thin lips, though signals can vary culturally. To explore the signs of anger, let's look at a different example. In 1997, a photo was taken of Maxine Kenney during the trial of the man convicted of raping and murdering her 38-year-old daughter. Maxine, restrained by police officers, shouted insults and tried to attack the man who took her daughter away from her. Her face was the perfect example of anger. Starting with her forehead, Maxine's eyebrows were lowered and drawn together in a scowl. Under this scowl, her eyes glared at the man who murdered her daughter. Her jaw was clenched, and her lips were thin and pulled back, showing clenched teeth. Of all these signs of anger, the most reliable is the thinning of the lips. This happens automatically and can't be controlled voluntarily, making it useful to detect if someone is hiding their anger. It's one of the first signs that anger is building up inside someone and can even appear before the person is aware of it. Different cultural expressions of anger. Not everyone with narrow lips is necessarily angry. The true indicator is when someone's lips become thinner than usual. Signs of anger can vary significantly across cultures. For instance, among the indigenous people of Papua New Guinea, closing their mouths and tightening their lips signify uncontrollable anger and potential violence. This is contrary to Western practices where people often open their mouths and shout when extremely angry. Conversely, in Papua New Guinea, showing an open mouth indicates controlled anger, signaling a readiness to discuss rather than engage in physical aggression. This is unlike Westerners, who tend to show controlled anger by closing their mouths and holding back harsh words. Cultural differences thus influence how anger is expressed and perceived worldwide. Differentiate fear and surprise from facial cues. The eyes are key indicators for identifying fear and surprise, but distinguishing between them can be challenging. For instance, both emotions can cause raised eyelids, making it hard to tell them apart. Imagine you're calmly sitting on your balcony in a tall apartment building when suddenly a body falls past you. In such a startling moment, you'd likely react with fear or surprise. But how would someone watching you know which emotion you were feeling? It's tricky because certain signs, like raised eyelids, can suggest both fear and surprise. This ambiguity makes understanding emotions in such situations difficult. In 1978, during a promotional stunt in New York, a woman slipped and fell from a tall building, injuring herself badly. Photographer Lou Liotta happened to capture the moment she fell past two men standing on a balcony. The men's faces showed clear surprise, evident from their raised eyelids. If they had been scared instead, their eyelids would have been even more raised. Distinguishing between fear and surprise can be subtle and varies from person to person. Signs of fear include tense lower eyelids, making the eyes appear wide and frozen. This was evident in a 1973 photo of roller derby skater Charlie O'Connell just before a fall, where his terrified expression showed extremely raised upper eyelids and bulging eyes. People often try to conceal their emotions, especially fear, but tension in the lower eyelids is hard to hide. It always reveals true feelings, despite efforts to mask them. The importance of smiles and voices in expressing emotions. Smiles and voices can show different kinds of happiness, but not all smiles are real. If you've ever seen the faces of friends and family welcoming back a loved one from military service, you've likely seen genuine joy. While smiles are the most common sign of happy feelings, voices also play a crucial role. A smile can mean many types of enjoyment, from amusement and relaxation to relief and gratitude. To better understand true emotions, focusing on the voice is important too. English psychologists Sophie Scott and Andrew Calder discovered that people can distinguish between different types of enjoyment by listening to someone's voice. A smile is more than just a signal of happiness. It can also be a gesture of politeness, devoid of genuine enjoyment. However, despite this complexity, there are ways to discern a sincere smile. In the 1800s, French neurologist Duchenne de Boulogne conducted unique experiments using electrical stimulation on facial muscles. He found that merely activating the zygomatic major muscle, which lifts the corners of the mouth into a smile, did not necessarily indicate real happiness. However, when his patients genuinely smiled in response to something funny, another muscle called the orbicularis oculi, which encircles the eye, also contracted involuntarily. This discovery provides a key clue. A genuine smile involves not just the mouth, but also the eyes. Unlike the zygomatic major muscle, which can be consciously controlled, the orbicularis oculi responds involuntarily to true enjoyment or amusement. Therefore, to truly understand someone's smile, pay attention to the eyes. They reveal whether the smile is heartfelt or merely polite. Detect lies, a critical skill. Detecting lies can be crucial, even a matter of life and death in some cases. Imagine being a psychiatrist trying to determine if a suicidal patient is genuinely feeling better or not. In one instance, doctors recorded interviews with patients seeking permission to leave a clinic for the weekend. During one such interview, a patient named Mary claimed she was feeling better and was granted leave. However, just before she departed, Mary admitted she had lied and planned to take her own life at home. Without Mary's confession, the doctors might have lost her as a patient because they couldn't tell if she was telling the truth. Could this have been avoided? While microexpressions can sometimes reveal when someone is lying, these subtle facial movements are extremely hard to notice. Detect microexpressions in interviews. During Mary's interview, the author noticed tiny facial expressions that are usually missed. By carefully reviewing the recorded interview second by second, the author spent over 100 hours analyzing a 12-minute clip. Eventually, they pinpointed a moment when the doctor asked Mary about her future plans. Right after the question, Mary briefly showed distress for just 1/12th of a second before quickly smiling again. This micro-expression appeared 3 times in total during the interview, indicating that Mary was concealing her true feelings. This suggests that reviewing recorded interviews could help prevent potential problems in the future. Emotional investigators sometimes need to use all available tools to understand the truth. Key points. 1. Emotions evolved to help humans survive by reacting to ancestral threats like predators. 2. Childhood trauma can shape unpredictable emotional responses in adulthood. 3. Facial expressions reveal deep emotions such as sadness and anger, reflecting evolutionary responses. 4. Genuine smiles involve not just the mouth, but also involuntary eye muscles. 5. Detecting lies involves recognizing subtle facial micro-expressions. 6. Cultural differences influence how emotions like anger are expressed and perceived. 7. Emotions like fear and surprise share similar facial cues, but differ in subtle ways.